For the most part, they can use it for all of their hot water needs.
Suzanne Grant is a spokesperson for Progress Energy Florida. She said the solar collector workers were installing overhead could store enough energy to meet hot water needs of the average family.
If a family of, you know, four moved in here and all the boys were after football practice decided to take 20-minute hot showers like my son likes to take, they may have an issue where they might run out of hot water. But for the most traditional needs, that would suffice for a traditional family's needs.
The roof is on a vacant Habitat for Humanity home in Clearwater. The development is relatively new, and the house will temporarily serve as a model home. Progress Energy Florida is giving thousands in grant money to Habitat to fund a total of 30 solar water heaters across the state. 10 of those are slated for Pinellas County. Grant said the collectors, along with a number of other energy-saving measures, will benefit low-income customers who purchase Habitat homes.
These homes are very weather-tight and very energy-efficient, and that's going to help the homeowners long-term. These folks are low-income folks. They're going to move in here, and energy bills can be challenging. We recognize that. Habitat recognizes that, and so this is a really nice partnership where the homeowners receive a home that then they can really afford to live in long-term.
Critics say power companies tend to drag their feet when it comes to renewable energy since it cuts into their bottom line. But Grant said solar water heaters like the ones on the Habitat home roofs go a long way in helping the power giant comply with state standards.
We're required by the state to have energy efficiency goals, and programs like this help us meet those goals and offset the need to put in additional peaker power plants to deal with high summer demand or those really cold winter days.
Ronald Spoor is Chief Operations Officer at Habitat Pinellas County. He said energy efficiency may be expensive up front, but the nonprofit does a cost-benefit analysis to make sure any efficiency measures will benefit the resident in the long term.
We do things that make sense long term. Since we do have a zero-interest mortgage, our homeowners buy the homes, but with a zero-interest mortgage, if we make the home somewhat more expensive, say we add $5,000 or $10,000 of building cost to the home by really increasing the sustainability of the home, our homeowners pay that because we'll charge them a little more for the home so that we can recoup the cost of making the home more sustainable. But with that zero-interest mortgage over time, the little bit more that they pay on their mortgage actually is far less than their savings in insurance rates and utilities and not having to replace products frequently.
He said he hopes residents will think about the advantages of renewable energy before they shut out the idea of spending a little more.
When we approach it with a real thoughtful analysis, not just looking at what looks nice on the first day you move into the house, but really what's going to perform well long term relative to the homeowner, relative to the environment, we'd certainly encourage people to really go through that thoughtful cost-benefit analysis.
Clean energy advocates, while often critical of the industry, say they applaud Progress Energy for pushing renewable power. Tom Larson is a Florida Energy Policy Manager for the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy.
They enable the community to enjoy energy efficiency. They allow the contractors who deliver these projects to learn how to do it better and cheaper so that people who don't participate in the special programs but undertake measures on their own get better pricing and have more competent service contractors to work with. And it also, by increasing the demand, we lower the price of all these kinds of measures, whether they be energy efficiency or solar hot water or solar PV systems.